I think whilst he's there playing, they're paying his salary, they want to play him, then I've got no issues with that. I've got no problems with that at all. But and that's their call, of course, whilst he's their footballer. And I think he's a decent player. That's why we have to be mindful, if he does play against us, of how we set our team up, as we do every week, trying to attack the perceived weaknesses and be strong positionally against their strengths. So, I say again, not doesn't concern me one way or the other, to be honest, whether he plays against us or not.
In terms of the way your team are playing at the moment, how easy or difficult is picking 11 at this moment in time? Because they must be all showing you out there at the moment that they're all flying.
Yeah, that's why I said this week's training has been exceptionally good, and it's very, very difficult to pick an 11. You could sit here and say, well, let's just pick the same 11 that was so good last week against Shrewsbury, and yet Shrewsbury are different from Fleetwood and with different strengths and weaknesses, and we just have to pick the team that we believe before the kick-off is best equipped to go and get a result and compete against Fleetwood in the way they play. And you have to give them great credit. You know, I sat and watched the game against Leicester, Premier League champions two seasons ago, you know, and I know it wasn't their full starting 11, but they acquitted themselves extremely well and carry some very obvious threats, you know, particularly from set players. It's a difficult place to go. It's a difficult. It's not a place where anybody really goes and totally dominates and you're just waiting to score. They are a constant threat on the change of possession. They're a constant threat on set players. They work extremely hard. They're very well organised. It's a smaller environment than what we would be accustomed to at home. And I feel as if we have to acclimatise to the surroundings and then go and perform as we have been and see how we get on.
I've got to say, from watching the game last weekend, I've always taken as much pleasure from a great tackle to a great pass or a great shot on goal. What did you make of Bennett and Smallwood as a pairing together, really for the first time over 90 minutes?
Well, I think the opposition we played against on the day, second in the league, in my opinion, having watched the last three or four games and having played against them this season, their main strength is their midfield triangle, really. I think Nolan is done exceptionally well, you know, a really athletic, space awareness footballer who can break on you and cause you huge problems. I think a go-go must run a marathon every game and tackles his granny and puts himself about. And I think the boy on loan from Norwich, Godfrey, is a very, very athletic, destructive player. We needed to match that part of the pitch, really, and I think Elliot going into there alongside Richie was, as their manager commented after the game, he thought our centre midfield really dealt with theirs no problem and exceptionally well. And I think it's horses for courses, really. Would the team, if we'd have had Peter or Corey available, would the team have been any difference? I was very aware of Shrewsbury's strengths and we would have probably picked that midfield in that game. And yet other games will come along where we feel as if we need a better passer or more creative player in that area and can hit, switch the play or technically see different passes. But on that particular day, yeah, I think the combination showed that it worked and they came out on top in what was a good game.
Just providing Yet Bell over the line, is there any more, do you think, to come? Would you like more?
We have more inquiries at clubs. We've had conversations the last couple of days with clubs who are oohing and aahing what they're going to do. You can't put a gun to people's heads. You know, you can make offers, you can make financial offers, and they have to decide whether they're going to take them or not take them. I feel as if there's a club or two that are trying to get ready if they do sell this player to us, that they know what they're doing, and so they're trying to replace before they sell and keep it going and ticking along. That's okay, as long as we ask the question. And again, I get to that point where we have to get value for money. It's not a question of making a bid, they say no, let's make another bid, they say no, let's make another bid, they say no. It doesn't quite work like that in mind, because we have set values of what we think a player's worth and what we should be getting for the money that we spend and what their future prospective value could be to the football club. So, yeah, listen, if it stops at where it is, even, it's okay. This group of players have shown how well they can adapt to what's in front of them, and we have five or six players hopefully on their way back over the next month or so. So the competition will become really strong. when we're signing players, I would say to them, as I've said to one or two of the players, was speaking to them, they're not necessarily coming to replace anybody at our club. They're coming to try and get in the team. Their work ethic on the training ground will be ultimately what gets them in the team. Just trying to create competition. And if there's two or three players for one position, whoever works the hardest and gets the job done will be the one selected. And they know the law of the jungle. That's what football is.
No, you said you saw Fleetwood the other night. That they've gone from being predominantly a three at the back team for the last couple of years to a back four, and the results, more or less in the league, have really coincided with an upturn in fortunes recently for them.
Yep, listen, it's a tough game for us. We understand that they've got some very, as I said, some obvious threats, I think, and dangers that we have to be mindful of, particularly on their home ground. I think they can score goals, they can create chances. It's a tough game. Let's go and see how we get on. I believe every game in this league is tough. You have to make it on the day through the 90 minutes. You've got to make it by your work ethic, by your quality, by your talent. You've got to make it easier than it might be before kick-off, because it's not little old Fleetwood and just turn up and win. They are a well-organised, hard-working, honest team with some individuals who've got some real good talent. And so let's go and test ourselves. Let's go and see if we can get another 3 points. But be mindful that the only way we can do that is try and outwork them, try and create chances, try and negate their opportunities, and with what will be a big following, let's see if we can make it a good day for our fans.